Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Apartment 303, written by Kelly Hawkins and read by Isabella Yenner. 10:59 p.m. Wednesday, 18th of January. The apartment building is much fancier than I expected. Beyond the glass facade, the lobby glows. The floor and walls are gleaming black marble. A uniformed security guard perched behind a tall desk reads a magazine. The man yawns and stretches, runs a hand through greying hair. I turn my attention to the apartments above. Though it's late, almost half of them are lit up. I know her the minute she appears at the wide window on the third floor. She stands still. Then her eyes find me. Her body jolts in recognition, but she doesn't back away or shut the blinds. I hold her gaze, flicking ash onto the concrete. Behind me, one of the homeless men who lives outside the car park coughs. "Dirty whore," mutters another under his breath. I ignore it, as I have the previous 100 times he said it. Sweat beads on my upper lip, and I wipe it away with the back of my hand. Summer nights in Sydney are muggy, though nowhere near as humid as I'm used to. No, it's the sight of her that makes me sweat. Rory's blonde hair is shorter now, around shoulder length, still parted to the left. She is slighter, no longer the athlete she was at 16, but she's stronger than she looks. Stronger, perhaps, than she realizes. She ducks out of sight, reappearing moments later with a fluffy white dog in her arms. She holds the wriggling animal between us like a shield. "Got a few bucks, mate?" Behind me, a man sways, his long white beard matted. He reeks of sweet alcohol and sour body odor. I check my wallet and pass him a $10 note. "Cheers," he mutters. He stares at the money as if confused, then keeps talking. "A guy was killed here a couple of weeks back. One of us." He lifts his eyes to mine and I see him balk, belatedly taking in my size. "Reckon you'll be right, but..." He wanders off. When I look back, Rory's apartment is in darkness. No matter. I know where she lives now.